From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The House has taken the first step toward overhauling the financial regulatory system. It passed a bill to limit CEO pay. The legislation aims to curb exorbitant salaries and bonuses, the kind that supporters say encouraged the risky behavior leading up to the financial crisis. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House legislation is nicknamed Say on Pay. Under the measure supported by the Obama administration, company shareholders would get to vote each year on the structure of salaries and bonuses of their top executives. And a company's compensation board would have to be certified as independent of the firm. Then the bill goes further than the White House. Lawmakers added a provision to give financial regulators new power to stop compensation plans deemed to encourage excessive risk. House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank.
Excessive risk is when the people who take the risk pay no penalty when it goes wrong, when they have a heads they win, tails they break even situation, when the company loses money and the economy may suffer, but the decision makers do not.
Opponents such as Georgia Republican Tom Price said the bill goes too far.
What we do have concerns about, grave concerns, is the intervention of the federal government into one business after another after another. This is just another example of that. It's a terrible idea. It strikes at the very core of the free market principles that have made us the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Republicans failed to win support for their alternative bill. It would have let shareholders vote to opt out of the program, and it would have dropped any role for federal regulators, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission. Alabama's Spencer Backus, the top Republican on financial services.
If it took them 30 years to catch Bernie Madoff, do you really think the SEC can do a better job of identifying inappropriate risk than the vast majority of financial institutions' executives?
Democrats dismissed the objections as misleading. They pointed out that the shareholder vote would be non-binding, and the measure would only apply to companies with more than $1 billion in assets. And it wouldn't get into the nitty-gritty of how much any particular executive gets paid, said Congressman Frank.
There is no mandate here to set wages for anybody. There is no mandate to say this percentage is bonuses and that percentage is pay. It is a mandate only to act where the structure incentivizes risk.
The vote on the bill was 237 to 185. It came a day after a report from the New York Attorney General said that some banks that receive bailouts had paid out million-dollar bonuses. The legislation is the first part of a larger financial regulatory overhaul Congress plans to work on this fall. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.